look how much you've learned. This is something I've been thinking about recently. Just look back on a time, a particular time, like a year back, and look and think how much you've learned and grown and experienced since then. And I've just realized this myself, even just going back, even just a few months, and I realized that I've learned so much, especially if you're a creative person and it requires skills and learning. It definitely is evident. So one thing, of course, I'll go back to this, my podcasting, my radio. When I first started, I wasn't half bad, but I still have learned so much now. I've learned so much just about talking and outlining and everything. Pretty much everything. There's so much I've learned that I can look back on and say, wow, I can't believe I didn't know this stuff. And I think it's important to look back and say, wow, I've really learned. I've grown. Sometimes we, especially when you're doing something creative or you're doing something online, like a project or a podcast, you look at things and you're like, well, am I really going someplace? Do I need to learn more? Do I need to buy this? Don't I need to do that? I need to do this every day. I need to do that instead, just for a minute. That's all, that's fine, you know, having the energy to go forward. But take a minute and look where you were when you started. And I believe you'll find some really, really interesting facts about all you've learned and all the experience you've gained over this time. And I think it's really helpful, especially when you're feeling discouraged, like, oh, I can't go farther with this project. I can't continue to improve this creative skill, like singing or guitar. Just stop for a minute. Look at where you were. Look how far you've come. And then look at what you can be. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to The Chase Carrington Show on Anchor.